When 26-year-old Allie McGuire first stepped into Athens Health and Fitness, a medium-sized gym off West Broad Street in Athens, Georgia, she wasn't a trainer, a competitor, or even an avid gym-goer.
When I applied, they were like, well, we're really focused on fitness and making sure that our bodies are well and physically sustained. And I was like, great, I don't know what that means.
But today, she's the person behind it all, leading one of the only gyms in Athens with a dedicated space just for women.
Fast forward a year later, fitness is the most incredibly important thing to me.
Allie's job became a passion, and as a woman, leading a fitness movement in a male-dominated industry has not come without its challenges.
Whenever I would sign off as Allie in my emails or when I would greet clients in, they would always be like weirded out that I was a woman directly running this gym. So I started using McGuire.
Despite being met with skepticism, McGuire leaned in, creating a women-only gym space to give others what she had so diligently fought for: respect, safety, and confidence.
Women get very nervous when they start working out, but when we offer them the space of the women's gym, they suddenly are like, oh my gosh, I am fully capable of doing this.
From name changes to cultural changes, McGuire's gym is about rewriting all previous fitness rules, because for her, fitness just isn't about strength. It's about starting small, believing you belong, and building a world where women don't have to hide their names to lead. For Grady News Source, I'm Kimberly Thomas.